This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So not surprisingly, but the parents of Ethan Crumbly, the Michigan school shooter that shot and killed four students, have been given prison time. They are now being sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison. And there has been a lot of talk on how much culpability and how much of a punishment should be extended to the parents when their child commits heinous crimes. And so we just got this. We had listened to the testimony of some of the parents of the children who were shot. But a Michigan judge has sentenced the parents of Ethan Crumbly, who was a teenager at the time, who killed four classmates at his high school, to 10 to 15 years in prison each. These are the first parents of a school shooter to be held directly responsible for their child's attack. Now, there have been a couple other cases. This is according to, I believe, the Wall Street Journal. There were a couple other cases where parents had charges brought forth against him, such as there was a mother of a six-year-old who shot his teacher in Newport News. She was sentenced in December to 2 years for child neglect in connection with the non-fatal shooting. Then there was the father of a man accused of killing seven people and wounding dozens at the 4th of July parade in Highland Park. He pleaded guilty in November to seven misdemeanor counts of reckless conduct for helping his son get a gun license. He was sentenced to 60 days in jail and 2 years probation. So this is one of the first where there was a prison sentence. And James and Jennifer Crumbly have been each convicted of four counts of unintentional homicide in separate trials. The trials ended in February and March, but today is when they were getting their sentencing. And Ethan Crumbly, the son, did plead guilty to four counts of murder. This was at Oxford High School, 40 miles north of Detroit. But prosecutors had sought 10 to 15 years for each of the parents, which is kind of higher than the state minimum sentencing recommendations. But they said there was a lack of remorse by the parents, and I think the father was threatening the DA in jailhouse telephone calls. And so, you know, the defense said, look, they did, you know, try to lock up the guns and avoid childhood access to the guns. And they weren't aware that Ethan had mental health issues. That was their defense. So should parents of a child who commits a murder go to jail? And it's, you know, on the outset, you know, I think we have had so many parents fail to raise their kids, neglect their kids. And Ethan, not that I'm playing a violin for this kid, but he had been asking for help. He had drawn pictures of him shooting people, saying, help me. And the school saw it, talked to the parents. The parents talked to the school. Then, rather than taking the kid home that morning, they said, thanks for letting us know. Nobody checked the backpack. Kid goes into the bathroom, loads up his weapon, and then starts shooting other kids. It's horrible to think what happened and how it could have been stopped. There could have been so many moments where something like this could have stopped and these kids could still have their lives. But how much of a role do parents have? Well, up until recently, it was, your parents are responsible for every single thing. Schools would always call the parents. Doctors would call the parents. It was Where's your parents? Now society has started to dissect out the parents. Our child wants to use different pronouns. Don't tell the parents. Our child wants to consider transitioning. Don't tell the parents. Okay, the parents are starting to lose their role. You know, we're also not necessarily having, you know, the typical nuclear family. Many, many families now have multiple moms, multiple fathers. So then there could be an issue with who's responsible for what. Who's responsible for the child's meals? Who's responsible for the discipline? Who's the one that makes sure they check the backpack? Who's the one that handles all the medical treatments? And so rather than parents working collectively and partnering, it's this, okay, well, you're going to handle this. You're going to handle this. You have the child on Monday. You have the child on Thursday. In fact, I think the mom was sleeping around, had a boyfriend. The child was not the focus. And your children always have to be the focus. And then other children that they are around. And maybe it's time that there is a responsibility put on the parents when your child does bad. Now, mind you, people go crazy. And people have mental health issues. And there are some families where they just... they're just beyond, you know, look, I can't handle this. Then you have to get help. You have to call it. You have to get help. If you have a child that you think has murderous or homicidal intent or suicidal intent, you've got to get help. If you think a child, you know, is angry or is going to do harm, and you don't know how to handle it, get them help. But parents are so afraid that the child is going to be taken in the system or taken away from them. And or these parents are in denial. They go, well, my kid loves video games. He loves going pew, pew, pew. He loves, you know, he's into that stuff. He doesn't mean, you know, he plays GTA. He's never going to do that at school. Have you talked to your kid? Have you ever had the conversation looking like, you know, look, are you being bullied? Are people making you mad? Do you sometimes wish that these kids weren't there anymore, were dead, so they couldn't bully you? And if the kid says, yeah, if they were dead, my life would be so much easier. Okay, well, then you need to dig a little deeper. You know, have you ever thought of, you know, that sort of behavior? And you have got to get these kids help, because if they do end up acting on it, yeah, one, they're going to kill somebody. They could kill themselves, and you're going to jail, prison. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you heard this morning that President Biden could be left off of the Ohio presidential ballot, which means when individuals are voting for president in November in Ohio, they might not be able to have Biden as a choice, which means it could affect a few thousand people. No. There's more people that are going to vote for Biden. So why is this happening? Well, I think it's going to be rectified, but where it currently stands, okay, under Ohio law, presidential candidates must be certified by August 7th, 90 days before the general election. But President Biden, according to the New York Post, is not going to be formally confirmed as the Democratic Party nominee a until the national convention, which starts in August 19th. Now, I'm not sure. Many of the conventions I see are kind of at the end of the summer. So either somebody got the dates wrong, or the legislator screwed up. Somebody screwed up, not realizing that if a convention comes after that, you could potentially mess up that nominee's chance of being on the ballot. The Ohio Secretary of State's office that oversees elections in the Buckeye State warned the Ohio Democratic Party on Friday that the president risks being left off the ballot unless the convention is moved up or they make a special exemption for the 81-year-old commander-in-chief. So, Paul DeSantis, no relation, I believe, to Governor DeSantis of Florida, says, please contact me as soon as possible with any information that can assure this office of timely compliance with Ohio law. All right, well, that's kind of a mess up. He said, I am left to conclude that the Democratic National Committee must either move up its nominating convention per the Ohio General Assembly. They say they must act by May 9th, 90 days prior to a new law's effective date to create an exemption. So I guess the Ohio General Assembly either has to change the date or the Democratic National Convention has to move, which is not easy to do when you rent space, when you organize a convention such as this. I just don't know how this could have been overseen. Who is managing the logistics? I don't understand that. They say the only other alternative for getting Joe Biden on the ballot would be for the Republican-controlled state legislature to change state election laws. So a spokesperson for the Ohio Democratic Party told the Post, we're monitoring the situation and we're confident we will be on the ballot in all 50 states. All right. I think they're going to get this figured out, but this is one of those things where, you know, you can't be half-assed. It should be pretty simple. I don't know who's running these political parties. I know who runs it in our state, all right, and they are on top of things. But when you are the Ohio Democratic Party, don't you think you would have a calendar that says this is when we submit our candidates, all your senators, your assembly people, your legislators, etc. And don't you think there's also a big circle on a calendar on when the Democratic National Convention is? I mean, it seems like a pretty obvious oversight. I mean, this could have been brought up weeks ago. Democrats announced their convention months ago. Why did it take the Secretary of State to go, excuse me, can I get everybody's attention? Did you guys notice this? I just, you know, feel that we really are living in a time where things are just done half-assed. And I don't like it. You know, medicine. I love the fact that we have added a tool to our medicine repertoire, telemedicine, to allow people who don't easily have access on Christmas and Easter and weekends and nights to be able to talk, have a doctor's voice, and to be able to tell them, yes, you do need to go to the ER. You do need to get seen. And it is now being turned into this platform's my doctor. And this is how I'm getting taken care of. And patients are not getting physicals. They're not getting their blood pressure done. They're getting misdiagnosed. I'm looking at some of these other doctors' diagnoses. And I'm like, didn't anybody tell you to get seen? I don't think you have what you think you have. And so we're starting to be okay with, I don't want to use the word half-assed. What is a nicer term? Not thorough. Where not being thorough is fine. It's okay. Students can't understand their math. It's okay. We don't want them to feel traumatized by not being able to continue on with their grade. You know, they'll have a calculator in life. It's okay, I'll pass you. Really? I mean, you know, I taught medical school, and I am probably one of the most generous teachers in terms of grades. But I made sure every single student, all 180 of them, knew what the hell they were doing. And throughout the course, I would be looking at each one's work, every single piece of their work, every second of their patient encounter, every word of their note, and give them feedback. So I made sure that, one, they could pass, but two, that they knew what the hell they were doing. Now, it was exhausting. It really was. It's not something I could do long term. You know, I passed everybody. But it's because I made sure they all knew what the hell they were doing. They're going to be doctors, for crying out loud. And, you know, you just worry. Now, there have been phenomenal saves. There have been people doing their jobs, and I'm grateful for these people doing their jobs. Like when there was a terrorist takeover of some city's water system, and the person on that night saw that there was sodium hydroxide being pumped in, and there was a malfunction that was being caused by the cyber attack, and they stopped it. Good for them. That guy was on the job. That person was on the job. They were on it. Well done. Way to go. But we're seeing mess ups time and time again. And we don't seem to react until, you know, the crisis is here. Look at what happened with the baby formula shortage. All right, you know, we had to shut down a plant. I think it was an Abbott plant in Michigan, if I remember correctly, because there was reported bacteria contamination, or there was, I think, a couple infants who died. And so the FDA was investigating this one plant. Okay. All right, it happens. We investigate the plant and see if there's any link to it. Well, what ended up happening? We had a formula shortage. Just all of a sudden, people couldn't feed their babies. Really? Because of one plant shut down? We don't have backups? We don't have other options? No. That's half-assed. Look at our border. Every other country in the world is looking at us as, are you guys flipping kidding? It's so obvious. It looks like somebody wants everybody coming in. They want the numbers. They want the votes. It's so obvious. And you bet your butt, other countries are taking advantage. When I hear that there's people who are coming from other countries that really don't allow you to leave that easily, you think Russia is allowing people to leave that easily and escape military time? Or China is allowing people to leave that easily? Or Afghanistan is allowing people to leave that easily? And we're having people come in saying, oh yeah, I'm from Afghanistan, I'm from China, I'm from Russia. Really? And mind you, I want to be here for asylum seekers. I'm a daughter of an immigrant, but I'm sure there are wolves in sheep's clothing. Let's just stop being half-assed, please. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Force. hearing extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News Update. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen wrapping up her second trip to China in 9 months. The trip addressing trade disputes between the U.S. and China. Yellen feels that the relationship has deepened and is in a much better place. This week, Congress returns with a full agenda. House Speaker Mike Johnson facing pressure to pass a national security package aiding Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The Senate-approved bill is contested, however, by House conservatives. In the Senate, Chuck Schumer plans to dismiss impeachment articles against Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. President Biden unveiling a fresh strategy aimed at forgiving more student loan debt. Those measures set to benefit tens of millions of Americans. Corey Myers, USA News.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So there was a shooting yesterday that occurred about a mile or two from my house, and it was at a lawyer's office. And it's in a beautiful office that I pass almost every day or every other day, and it kind of rattled us because it was between lawyers, and you usually don't see something like this during a simple deposition. Well, unfortunately, things are not that simple, and sadly, people lost their lives yesterday, and let me tell you a little bit about what happened. So, he's a prominent Las Vegas attorney, and his wife, Dennis Prince and Ashley Prince, have died as a result of a shooter who ended up turning the gun on himself, but they all knew each other. So the victims were Dennis Prince, lawyer, and his wife, Ashley Prince. Joe Houston, another attorney, has been identified as the gunman. He allegedly shot Dennis and Ashley before turning the gun on himself. Now, they were at a deposition related to a, I believe, a child custody hearing. So there was a deposition going on at the Prince Law Group, located at Charleston Boulevard and Pavilion Center. This is according to Robert Eglett, lawyer Robert Eglett, that he told Fox News Digital. And Houston was reportedly represented his son, Dylan Houston, during the proceedings. This was during the proceedings with his former daughter-in-law, Ashley Prince. So this was Ashley Prince's father-in-law. Ashley was represented by her new husband, Dennis Prince. Now, Dennis and Ashley have been together for a little bit, and they have a six-month-old baby together. It is believed that Monday's proceedings involved a deposition regarding the former couple's ongoing custody battle. Now, the Prince Law Group issued a statement to Fox News Digital saying, with profound sadness, Prince Law Group would like to thank everyone who has reached out to us with heartfelt messages of concern and sympathy over the tragic violence that occurred this morning in our offices. We ask that you please respect the privacy of the families involved. And the shooting took place at the fifth floor of the law firm located at Pavilion Center Drive in Charleston and happened after 10 a.m. First responders were right there. They moved in. And so we still don't know exactly. I mean, I'm sure there's a record of the deposition. But, you know, seeing something like this happen, well, where attorneys, well-known attorneys, end up in this and lives lost, families destroyed. You know, a deposition, if you've ever been through one, is very stressful. Now, I've been an expert witness in them, and even with me not being on the, you know, I guess the receiving side of a suit, but me being an expert witness, it's anxiety producing. It is. And I've always wondered when divorces and custody hearings start to get very heated, what protections are there? Now, we've seen there was a Las Vegas judge who got attacked by somebody she was sentencing. Now, we have in the courtroom bailiffs, etc. But during depositions, many of the depositions I've been in, there's no security. So you are giving your deposition. Now, lawyers are supposed to be, you know, level-headed. Now, there's about, like I always think of A Few Good Men, where Kevin Bacon and Tom Cruise were friends, but they had to be, you know, against each other to look like they were lifelong enemies, but then they go and play basketball together. And so lawyers know how to separate friendship from getting the work done. And so it was kind of shocking that you would have this happen among lawyers, but it's because they were involved. And it got heated, and you almost wonder, I mean, maybe to prevent this in the future, God forbid, I can't believe something like this would happen, but maybe, you know, have an outside person represent. But this father-in-law was mad, and he ended up killing his daughter-in-law, the daughter-in-law's new husband, who was the opposing attorney, and then kills himself over a what is perceived to be a child custody battle. Now, we have seen divorces and custody battles go very, very haywire, where a mom will claim that the child was assaulted by the parent, and or a father might do that. And well, this person's abusive. I mean, look at what's happening between Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. Nobody is immune from things getting out into the open. Sometimes it could be true. It could be not. And, you know, I always wondered, you know, how I would handle it if somebody was lying about me. I'm not going to sit there and take lies. Silence could look like acceptance. I'm going to be like, oh, hell no, they're lying. And the judge would be, stop it, stop it, stop it, shut up. You know, control your witness, you know, to my lawyer. And I'm like, they're lying, they're lying. I mean, I wouldn't go violent, but I would be saying something. But when you, I've seen friends go through divorces. I've seen, oh, it's brutal. When there's money involved, when your babies are involved, imagine being a family member who wants to have custody of their children. And the person who gets custody also gets money. And maybe that's why they want the custody of the children, so they also get the money. And you're like, but I want to be with my kids. I want to, and you know, and look, judges, you know, most judges are supposed to be very, very neutral, very understanding, not playing the politics game, not playing. But I mean, look at what we've seen already in the news in the last few weeks of judges and some other decisions they're making. What was it, in California? Somebody stabs her boyfriend 110 times after they smoked pot together because she underwent psychosis and she didn't get an ounce of jail time. I don't understand. There's not a lot of consistency. And so lawyers battling it out can get very heated. And I you know, I'm not a lawyer. I've just been in depositions and I've noticed that there's not a lot of security. And here you are on the record. You don't want to lie. And you want to say exactly the way things are. And you don't know if the other person is going to come after you. You don't. You know, what was that movie in the 90s, The Witness, with Alec Baldwin? Or The Firm? No, what was it? Juror, The Juror. So, you know, seeing this happen to Mr. Prince and his wife, just devastating. They have a six-month-old. And, it also just blows my mind from a psychological standpoint how somebody you marry, that you want to devote your life to, that you pledge when you get married to be there in sickness and health till death do you part, could be your biggest enemy in life months or years later. That just blows my mind. And I think there should be a better way to doing divorces. You know, these custody battles get so brutal because there's also money involved. And you know, and then you see, you know, and then judges, they're up for election and you have people going, well, are they a right judge? Are they a left leaning judge? Are they a girl? Should I pick them because they're a girl? I mean, I hear men are scared to death of a woman judge because they think the woman is going to side with the mom. That's not the way it should be. And no wonder the younger generations are like, I don't even want to go there. I don't want to go there with marriage. Divorces could get ugly. And how many times have you heard people say, gosh, you know, sometimes I wish my ex was gone. And then you're like, are you going to kill her? Or should we warn somebody? The average person going through a divorce cannot stand and finds their ex one of their biggest enemies. And you know, I've always wondered, and I was always nervous, if I ever, you know, end up, you know, getting dumped by my husband, how would that divorce go? I'd want it as calm and smooth as possible. I mean, I got kids. And unfortunately, it gets ugly. And sometimes the lawyers even feed it because they get more money. You know, if you go, okay, let's just solve it today. No, there's more money to be had if it goes on. But this should have never happened. And our hearts and prayers are with the families that lost their loved ones in the shooting. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I love going to Disneyland. I am a huge Disneyland fan. I'm not a fan of the lines. I'm not. But whenever I do go to Disneyland, or I'm on a plane, or I'm at a Walmart, I'm always on. If there is a medical need, I'm going to be there. And I don't actively look for it. But if something doesn't seem right, I want to be there and ready, because I did have to help a seizure patient at Walmart. I've had to take care of people on planes. And Disneyland is not immune to them having medical issues that could happen. So what catches my eye every single time I'm at Disneyland, every single time, is an older person in a wheelchair with the family pushing that person at high speed. We got to get in line. We got to get in line. Go, 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 go. And they're running with the person in the wheelchair. And I will also in line see And, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, hey, look, the person's in a wheelchair. They could fall out. I also, when I'm in line, I see said people running. The individual in the wheelchair stands up and hops into the roller coaster, like at Space Mountain. Somebody moves a wheelchair away, and they're like, ooh, yay! And then they hop out with more agility than me and get back in the wheelchair, and then they get rolled to the next front of the line. Okay, so there is, because Disney has been very generous with individuals who could have a disability, there have been people that don't like waiting the 75 minutes for a line or the 90 minutes, which I've seen now some lines to be. And they have figured out that if we could get one of the 10 of us in a wheelchair, we could then have access to the front line. Because how the rule is, I'm sorry, my allergies are so bad. What the rule is your wheelchair person, the person in the wheelchair can't go alone. Somebody's got to push them. Well, then somebody has to also carry the bags. So that's another person. So basically, if you have a family member in a wheelchair, you all get to go to the front of the line. Well, it started to get ridiculous. In fact, there are medical clearances you get at City Hall. Somebody called me up saying, I need a medical clearance to bypass the lines. And I'm like, well, what's your issue? And they go, I don't know, just write me something. So I wrote, you know, and it was a friend of mine that he had, you know, a severe rectal abscess I had to drain. He has a lot of packing. The discharge is very smelly and that you need to clean the rides. They wouldn't give him the pass. And he was like, is this what you wrote, really? I'm like, it's not nice what you're doing. You're lying. I'm not going to write you a note so you can cut in front of 3-year-olds. But that's what people are doing. So Disney is now getting smart. And Disneyland is going to revamp the way they allow people with disabilities to get on the ride. Because it looks like everybody and their mother now know how to get the secrets out. So Disney is announcing some major changes to its Disability Access Service, DAS. So they have updated their accessibility planning guide and recommendations for Disneyland Resort and Walt Disney World. There's going to be a variety of tools for guests to use. There's going to be a new and improved guide, according to Travel and Leisure, to provide greater clarity about the types of accessibility options and which guests they were created for, with helpful tips like quiet locations where guests can take a break, a list of companion bathrooms, guidelines for service animals, transportation around the resort, as well as sensory details for various experiences. Now, they are going to try to address the misuse of the line skipping. Effective May 20th at Walt Disney World and June 18th at Disneyland, DAS enrollment for the program will extend to last 120 days instead of 60, and the party size will be limited to include only immediate family members or no more than 4 guests. So the days of you going with your friends saying, hey, we're going to bring grandma, bring a wheelchair, come with us because we get to now take cuts and lines are over. It has to be immediate family, no more than 4 guests. And you want to know what? I think that's fair. Because I'm noticing that the disability line is getting long. And it's starting to defeat the purpose that you have people that don't have a disability. Now, what do they do about somebody faking being in the wheelchair? I don't think right now they're going to necessarily, ask for more proof. But they say Disney will be adding more trained cast members in partnership with Inspire Health Alliance health professionals to help guests understand the best tools and accommodations for their needs, meaning they might be able to, you know, are you, really needing this wheelchair, are you? Now, mind you, after 2-3 hours of walking around, some of us are like, okay, I need to sit. I can't be walking around the park. So somebody could make an argument they need that help. But they're taking cuts in lines, and now everybody's trying to do that. They say DAS works by providing those enrolled in the program a return time for attractions, eliminating the need for those guests and their parties to wait in the standby queue. The return time typically equals the current wait time for the attraction, so guests can wait elsewhere and return to enter the attraction via the lightning lane at the assigned time. So the DAS use has tripled over the last 5 years, and they are having people in the lightning lane or the fast track lane now abusing it. So what they're going to do is, rather than you just get to walk right up to the front of the line saying, hi, I'm in a wheelchair, I get to walk, or my family member's in a wheelchair, let us all go up. Even though you're like, well, if they're in a wheelchair, are we really sure they should be in this ride? I mean, the one that goes, what was that? It was the, not the Haunted Mansion. It's the one in the California Adventure that was the Twilight Zone, which now is Guardians of the Galaxy, where you have this major drop. I wouldn't have anybody in there that had a heart condition or a severe orthopedic condition, because you're on a very hard seat and then you're dropping hundreds of feet. It's scary stuff. I would kind of wonder why people in wheelchairs are going into that unless they're faking being in the wheelchair. I don't know. Yeah, I understand a lot of the other rides, but some of these rides, no, not appropriate, and they could hurt people. So, yeah. But so rather than you going, look, we're in a wheelchair, so we're going to go to this ride, and then we're going to cut the line and go to this ride. They say, okay, you want to go on this ride? The line is 75 minutes long, so we're going to give you a pass, and you could come back in 75 minutes. But you don't have to necessarily be standing in line and standing in the heat. You could go someplace cool. You could sit. You could relax, you could have a drink, and then you could enter the line with as little wear and tear on your body. That's nice. But what they're hoping that'll do is the people going, well, wait a second, I have to wait anyway. Now, for these fast passes and these lightning passes, people have to pay. There's like a genie pass now. They don't call it fast track or fast pass. They now call it like a lightning pass, a genie, and you have to pay extra for that. So I am going to wonder if people are going to try to do it this way so that they don't have to pay the extra fee, because you don't want to charge somebody with a disability more money. So I still don't know all the ins and outs of how they're going to do it, but I think it is going to limit a lot of the cheating that's being done by family members going, well, I want to be at the front of the line too, so let's just roll over here, let's roll over here, and let's get to the front of the line. No, they're going to say, great, the line for this ride is 95 minutes. So here's a pass, come back in 95 minutes and we'll let you come on. And you can just go right on, and you don't have to wait in line, but in 95 minutes. So, look, you guys screwed it up for the rest of us. People cheated, and now they screwed it up for the rest of us. 1-877-DOLLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.